Hello and welcome to Living Money's Manifesto for Monday the 15th of December 2014. I'm Jeremy Deeds, financial planner with over 25 years experience in financial services, author of Right Money, Right Place, Right Time, and founder of Living Money. Living Money coaches busy families in personal finance, and at its heart is Future, a six-step program that brings relief from sleepless nights, worrying about money, and secures the lifestyle you want as quickly and as efficiently as possible, literally as the crow flies, hence our emblem. And each month we concentrate on a particular stage of Future, and this month, December, we're concentrating on utilisation of resources, the fourth stage of the Future process. And it's fairly obvious that we need to maximise our resources and make them really work for us if we're going to achieve our profound and deep life goals. As I mentioned last week, there are really three types that we need to look at: physical, which we looked at last week, personal, which we're going to look at this week, and financial, which we'll deal with next week. So let's look at our personal resources. And it may seem obvious that you are your own most important resource. So it's amazing how many of us fail to either look after ourselves or utilise ourselves to the best of our ability. And I strongly recommend that you draw up a mind, body and spirit plan, which is a sub-plan of your main life and financial plan. So mind, body, spirit is not actually a New Age phenomenon. The concept was actually devised by St. Bernard, the abbot of Clairvaux, as far back as 1115. And Bernard saw humans as made up of the mind, the body, and the spirit, all of which need rest, healing, and growth. And to this end, he zoned Clairvaux into three parts. The library was for mind, the kitchens and the dormitories for the body, and the chapel for the spirit. So let's follow his example and make a plan to develop your mind. I actually see personal development as being a primary goal of financial life planning, to help people find the time and the money to develop, and particularly so they can become world changers, people able to make the world a better place for all those who live in it. So take time to look for courses and retreats to go on to help develop your mind, to become better at what you do and what you are. Really important. Look after your body. It's there to support your mind, so keep it fit and healthy. You don't have to be a total aesthete. Personally, I try to find time to run between 30 and 40 kilometres a week. I know that's difficult in the middle of the winter, but I try to eat sensibly, avoid fad diets, and don't mind the odd glass of alcohol in the evening. And also get regular checkups. Many health companies offer a checkup service even if you're not members, and so take advantage of that. It'll cost you a little bit, but get that into your financial plan. And finally, you need to keep your spirits up. Your spirit plan could include meditation, retreats to help you understand what provides most meaning in your life, and providing help and compassion to others. And as Caroline Mize writes in her book, Invisible Acts of Power, to evolve into spiritual maturity, you must become conscious and effective about who you are and what you need spiritually as well as physically. You must be able to bring together your self-esteem and your intuition in order to act from your power. So next week we'll look at financial resources and the importance of having a financial plan. A quick bit about Living Money. I'm known by my advised clients as the planner who puts life back into money, and my mission is to leave my clients feeling liberated. So at Living Money, we're not actually authorised to provide financial advice, and we do not recommend financial products. Instead, what we aim to do is provide you with the tools and the skills to buy the financial products that will best serve your life and your money. So start by joining the Living Money community. Go to our website, www.living-money.com, and become a fledgling member and get access to a range of resources to help you plan your life and money. So thanks for listening. Until next week, go well.